Lots happening in our community today, beginning at Chapel Hill High School, where the wife of the Japanese Prime Minister is visiting as part of their trip to the U.S. that included a state dinner at the White House. The Chapel Hill Town Council is meeting at 8:30 this morning for a legislative breakfast with the town's delegation in the General Assembly, their priorities for the upcoming short session. And today is Arts Everywhere Day at UNC, an annual campus-wide celebration of the arts with public events all day long, including an art fair at the Student Union from 11 to 1 and a performance showcase from 6 to 8 p.m. on the South Building steps. Carolina Performing Arts Executive Director Allison Friedman is one of the organizers.
I think especially right now, the arts are crucial for collective wellness and also bringing communities back together. The arts are great at helping us have constructive conversations about hard issues. That's given. But sometimes we're tired of having the hard conversations and we just need to have a good time. And the arts can bring people together who otherwise wouldn't come together and sit out on a picnic on the lawn right in front of South Steps and enjoy some beautiful music. So that's why it's really important right now. The other thing I love to plug for parents who might be listening, there are careers in the arts that have nothing to do with being an artist that can help sustain you and feed your family and your grandchildren. So we want to celebrate that because through the arts, you learn life skills, collaboration, problem solving, creative, out-of-the-box thinking that can be applied to any career you choose.
That's Allison Friedman there. Get more information on Arts Everywhere Day, including a full schedule of events and activities at artseverywhere.unc.edu. In local government news, the Carrboro Town Council voted unanimously this week to join an intergovernmental climate council with Chapel Hill, Hillsborough, and Orange County, pledging to work together on climate mitigation efforts in the future. The climate council will only include government officials, though, and some were concerned that will leave important voices out. Here's some comments from Tuesday's meeting in Carrboro, starting with Mayor Barbara Fouché.
I am, of course, always concerned about diversity and representation. And when I look at this group right here, I'm not so sure that whether that will actually happen or not. You know, we talk about climate action, mitigation, and climate change, you know, disproportionately impacting our Black and brown communities. And certainly we want to be at the table, you know, for the conversations. And what I've found a lot of times is that has not been the case. And so I continue to be concerned about that.
I'm in support of, you know, the creation of the Council of the MOU. I'm in support of that, but I do want to have some kind of resolution around where were the conversations around kind of representation of diverse community members. Where did that land, right? Similar to the mayor, I'm looking at the composure, and it's not that we can't have diverse group, just looking at the members, but I, too, question the diversity of the council as it stands without having anyone already appointed, right? So, aside from that, I think this is a you know, something that very much falls into the values of Carrboro and to our communities, and I know that this is something that folks have been working on for some time.
It's Carrboro Town Council member Eleazar Posada speaking there, Mayor Barbara Fouché before that. You can get a full recap of Carrboro's meeting on our website, chapelboro.com. The town council's representative on the new climate council will be Randy Haven O'Donnell. Staying in Carrboro, if you're driving downtown for the next few weeks, watch for some lane closures around that new building at 203 South Greensboro Street. AT&T is doing conduit work there for the next month, and while that's ongoing, there will be occasional lane closures on Greensboro Street, and Roberson Street will sometimes be closed entirely. A new statement from the town says the building is expected to be finished sometime in the late summer. Over now to campus, where ABC 11 reports the Anti-Defamation League has given UNC an F grade for failing to protect Jewish students from anti-Semitism. UNC is one of 13 universities that got an F grade in the ADL's report. But while UNC is under fire from Jewish organizations, it's also under fire from pro-Palestinian groups. Students for Justice in Palestine has filed a federal civil rights complaint against the university for failing to protect Palestinian students from attacks as well. Anti-Semitic and Islamophobic incidents have both spiked nationwide since the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel that sparked a war. Turning quickly to Durham, we've got an update now on last week's shooting at NC Central University that left one student injured. Officials are still looking for the shooter, but another student has been arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit armed robbery and assault. Eric Randall had his first court appearance yesterday. Finally, we head to Pittsboro, which was recently redesignated as a North Carolina Main Street community by the organization Main Street America. It's one of just 50 towns statewide honored for its commitment to preservation-based economic development. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell has more.
Pittsboro was not recognized in 2023, as town officials said the community moved up from being considered a small-town Main Street program. But with accreditation once again, it reflects how the town is adjusting to its growth while still managing its historic roots downtown and integrating new business into the space. North Carolina Main Street's standards for the yearly honor include things like broad community commitment to revitalization, inclusive leadership, strategy-driven programming, and preservation-based economic development. Pittsboro Mayor Kyle Shipp was on hand at the 2024 North Carolina Main Street Conference for when the town's accreditation was announced. He said it was exciting to be there in Goldsboro with so many other representatives from like-minded communities across the state. But the Main Street community designation was not the only honor Pittsboro won from the conference. Here's Mayor Shipp.
And great news for Pittsboro, the SoCo project there on the Circle won Best Outdoor Space Improvement Award throughout the state. So that's really good recognition. And then really related to that and other projects, Hobbs Architects won a Main Street Champion Award. So good recognition for Pittsboro and particularly in the investment downtown that we've had recently.
The SoCo development opened in 2023 after years of construction, replacing a collection of non-historic buildings with a central spot for dining, live music, and outdoor seating at the heart of downtown. The brick building fits stylistically with the historic courthouse across the famed roundabout and offers an inviting space to foot traffic passing by its patio. The North Carolina Main Street video on the SoCo project described it like this.
The design is harmonious with the surrounding historic character, and new elements such as a canopy, large fire pit, outdoor stage for live music, and food truck hookups have been incorporated to give this space a new and innovative quality and a sense of place that contributes to a vibrant hub of activity for the downtown district.
Hobbs Architects, which is headquartered in town, is the design team of SoCo and several other Pittsboro projects. The business's recognition from North Carolina Main Street is also due to Hobbs's work on the historic Chatham County Courthouse restoration and partnering with the town of Pittsboro to design its new pop-up park in the area. Shipp described their longtime collaboration as critical to Pittsboro's character.
We're really excited to have people that, you know, want to invest in downtown and just continue to make sure that our downtown stays great in what we're known for.
To further recognize Hobbs Architects' efforts and award from NC Main Street, the Pittsboro Board of Commissioners passed a resolution in the business's honor at Monday's board meeting. You can find more details about the Main Street designation and awards by visiting chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
The time is 6:15. It is time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Bold Commercial Real Estate. The winter season is over, and UNC is in third place now in the race for the Learfield Directors Cup, which goes to the top college athletics program across all sports. Perennial champion Stanford is in first place, followed by Texas. Other ACC teams in the top 10 are Notre Dame in fourth and NC State in seventh. Several UNC teams picked up points over the winter, including men's track and field and men's basketball, both of which finished in the national top 10. Speaking of basketball, congrats to a trio of Tar Heels who just earned all ACC academic honors, Cormac Ryan on the men's side and Lexi Donarski and Renaya Kelly on the women's. Good news also for the women on the court. Tar Heel Tribune reports Donarski says she is coming back for one more season at UNC. On the calendar, several Carolina teams are in action this weekend, starting with Tar Heel Baseball, hosting Notre Dame in Boshammer Stadium starting tonight at 6. That series continues at 2 tomorrow and 1 on Sunday, and we'll have all three games for you right here on 97.9 The Hill. Elsewhere, UNC Softball is at Pitt for a three-game set, starting with a doubleheader tomorrow at 1. UNC Tennis wraps up the regular season this weekend with the 4th-ranked women on the road at Louisville and Notre Dame, and the men at NC State and Wake Forest. Tar Heel Track and Field is in Durham this weekend, competing at the Duke Invitational. That got underway yesterday and continues through Saturday. And tomorrow's also a big day for UNC Lacrosse, as the men host Syracuse at 1, while the women face Pitt on the road at noon. In baseball, the Durham Bulls got back on the winning track last night with a 10-6 win at Lehigh Valley. That series continues tonight at 7. And the Carolina Hurricanes are also in action tonight at St. Louis, beginning at 8. Finally, big news from Carolina women's soccer. Former Tar Heel Tracy Bates Leone has signed on as an assistant coach starting next year. She won 3 national titles as a player with UNC back in the 80s, then won the Women's World Cup with Team USA in 1991 before a stellar coaching career spanning the last 3 decades. Among other things, she led the U.S. Under-19 team to the World Championship in 2002, making her the first American ever to win a World Championship on the women's side as both a player and a head coach.